You don't know me.
Confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
It's the segment that's a little bit different than the other one we do, called the Masked Peeker, featuring Jose. That one, not as much approval.
Wait, am I supposed to wear a mask? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's good. No, see, this one's the Masked Speaker, where our listeners can get out their deepest hidden truths and only half as much screaming as Jose's thing.
Yeah, that's because I need to wear the mask.
Right.
Yeah, right.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. One of our listeners is on the line ready to give their confession. He's chosen to use the fake name John. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Why are the names always so plain? Like, I feel like
because it's easy.
Like,
it could be anybody, right? You don't want to pick a unique name.
There's
then somebody could
search
you.
Yeah, that's right. True. All
so,
right.
John, you are today's mass speaker. We're altering your voice using our voice changer. And whenever you're ready, go ahead. Tell us what your confession is.
Okay, so my confession is that I might actually be famous, but nobody knows it.
What?
Sounds like you don't even know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the whole point of being famous is that everybody knows it.
Yeah.
That's how you get to be famous.
What do you mean you're kind of famous?
Well, I think infamous might be a better term.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay.
What are you, like some bank robber or something?
No, but could actually be worse than that.
Worse?
Oh,
what?
Like forts?
Or worse just because you're poor still.
What's going on, man?
So a few weeks ago, I was coming home from work and had to go to the bathroom really bad.
Okay.
So it was, I don't even know if I ate something, but it was a sudden onset.
You
know
what?
We don't need a lot of going.
I'm going to go with we don't need a lot of details.
Yeah. The less you tell us in this situation, the better it's going to be.
I mean, I know your voice is masked and everything, but...
I don't know. I'm interested.
What kind of confession comes out of having to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
So I was only a few blocks from my house. I literally had to jump out of my car.
Oh, one of those.
I don't think anybody saw me. Like, in the bushes, it was...
So wait, you peed in the bushes?
No. You don't do that when you have to pee, Brooke.
I wouldn't be calling if that was...
Exactly. I peed in a bush.
You dropped the twins off at the bush. Is that what we're saying now?
Exactly.
Okay, so do you just feel bad that you pooed in a neighbor's yard?
Yeah, you just fertilized a plant, bro. Sorry, that's not that crazy.
Yeah, no, this has actually turned into something kind of bigger than that. But the house that I did it on is actually on my jogging route. And... I had this weird thought to say, you know, what would happen if I tried this again?
Wait, why are you laughing? Did you eat it twice?
You went a second time, but the second time was on purpose. Is that what you're
Correct.
Saying?
Yeah.
At the same place?
You're just getting a thrill out of this.
No, it was actually, you know, like a few doors away from that. And
Okay, another person's house.
You hit a different house on your block.
Do you like your neighbors?
So now we've pooed in two people's yards. What next, John?
Yeah.
So I actually went on next door and I actually found a post about it.
Oh.
About you?
People are talking about you and your poo.
No, exactly. I mean, look, it's biodegradable. It's good for the grass.
I mean, I doubt that's what they put in the post.
Yeah.
They don't, I truly doubt.
Miracle hero. You can fertilize my yard greener than ever.
So are you still pooping in people's yards?
Yeah, I did it a few more times. I went back online.
Oh,
stop,
bro.
You love it.
Listen, I'm seeing more posts on the site.
Why can't you just be a regular troll on the internet?
He is. He's seeing that they're posting about him, and it's working. He's still doing it because he likes the
recognition. Do a one-time bank robbery, please.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
this is like a bank robber who goes and reads the reviews, and we can't catch the guy.
Exactly.
I see what he's doing.
John. It's like bringing community together. People are talking about it. You know, livening up the neighborhood a little bit.
Livening up.
John, you're going to get caught, man.
Maybe that's part of the thrill of it for him, Brooke. Like, is there a plan for you to stop?
Well, I feel like a serial killer because it's like, I don't know if I should stop or not.
I hate that you said it that way. And with the voice changer, it made it so much worse.
Yeah.
It's the only way I could explain it. You know, that like...
You could just call yourself a serial pooper.
Yeah,
I mean, it feels like a gateway situation for you.
He is killing lawns.
So what's your plan?
Wait, sorry, I got to tell you one more thing. One time,
oh, no.
I actually pooped in my own yard and posted it myself.
Oh, that's actually brilliant. So people think he's part of it. That is brilliant, bro.
Okay, I'm going to be sick.
Dude,
John, do you have a family? Do you have kids that live at your house? Are you single?
I'm single. I am single.
Man, I'm shocked.
How?
Oh, if you had a wife, they could do it together.
John, I will find new hobbies for you. I will find you something better to do with your time.
It's terrible. It's terrible. And now the local news saw my post. And now I don't think they think it's me, of course, but they want to interview me.
To talk about your experience with your yard getting defecated
on.
Yeah,
your house got hit. Dude. And so they want the scoop.
Wait, did you say they want the scoop?
Hell no!
No. Why are you connecting with this man so well?
So you have no plans of stopping this, it sounds like.
Well, they're never going to catch me.
Oh, that was weird. Okay. I don't think the voice changer helped.
No, it didn't. All right, John.
I'm scared.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you, John. We don't know your name, but we do have your phone number, and I'm going to hold on to it just in case.
Oh, no!
Just in case some sort of weird stuff starts happening.
Oh, my God. Well, does that mean I should take all the news clippings off my wall now?
See, he's joking again.
Is he joking? I hope you're joking, dude.
That feels weird, John.
I get you, John.
Okay. You have one friend.
His name is John. I just got it.
Yeah.
Like, going to the John.
Okay. Oh, my God. I didn't get it either. There we go,
this
John.
This segment may need to end soon.
I just
hope it wasn't inspiration for Jose, because that's what it's starting to feel like.
He's going to start getting copycats of him all over. A text in to 78592 if you have a confession that you've been holding on to. We'll hide your identity with a voice changer so you can become the next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.